Hello and welcome back to the fifth and final module of our MBA course on Surface Pro 3 deployment. Going through the course of this last module, we're going to take a look at those network drivers again inside of the boot image. We're also going to have a look at which specific network drivers we need to import. We're then going to have a look at WMI queries that we can use in order to identify a Surface Pro 3 device inside of our environment so that we can correctly target them. And then we're going to have a look at how we can get drivers into the environments via scripts. So without further ado, we'll start off by talking about network drivers inside of our boot images.
Right.
So required or not, do you need them?
Yes. Basically, the bootwim that you will end up by default in Configuration Manager 2012 R2 is not sufficient for deploying the Surface Pro 3. You have to import the network drivers, and I would recommend importing both, unless you have a really good reason for not doing so, because it's just two network drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. Without them, you are dead in the water in terms of being able to do a network-based deployment. I guess you could create media and do it that way without that, but it's not going to be as dynamic as if you actually created them using using the network and using the network drivers. So we're going to dive into a demo very quickly.
Right. So what we're going to do here is have a look at our bootwim, first of all. And this is in a configured environment. So we've gone through, we've added the drivers earlier in the day to our x64-bit bootwim. I'm just going to look at the properties of that bootwim and click on the drivers tab, and we should see both of our Surface Pro 3 Ethernet adapter drivers. We'll just wait while it thinks. Okay, so if we click on the drivers tab, you'll notice that they're both called Surface Ethernet adapter.
That's helpful.
That is helpful, because further down the line when you realize that, hey, we don't have any 100 megabit USB dongles anymore because we sold them or we gave them away to charity, and we're now only on gigabit, maybe you want to remove the old driver from your bootwim going forward.
Yep.
So here's just a little tip for solving that problem in terms of identifying which is which. So if we go back to drivers and search for Surface Ethernet adapter, click on search, we should get two results. And we were here before earlier in a previous module, and we know that this one here is the gigabit driver.
That's the one that ends in 2014.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the gigabit. Now, that's not to say that there could be a newer driver released tomorrow for the 100 megabit one, which could have a newer date. So don't base it on date. Mm-hmm. There is another way to find out which driver is which, and I'll show you that a little bit later. Okay. First of all, if we go into the gigabit network driver and click on properties, it'll bring up properties of that actual driver itself. And you can see at the top, it's got a name.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just do this?
Just alter the name of it. What a great idea. Sounds like something simple, but you probably want to do this as a matter of course, I guess, as soon as you've imported those drivers.
Yeah. So there we go. We've changed the name of the actual driver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm applying the changes. And I'll click OK. And what we'll do once it's applied the change is I'll bring up the properties of the bootwim again, click on the drivers tab, and we should see a different result.
This is one of those points where ConfigMan doesn't necessarily know that it's being used for a demo at this point.
Yeah.
It doesn't know that it needs to be really timely, and it just starts to, to just decide.
It's done.
Okay.
Great. So I just needed a bit of encouragement. I think Simon's voice was enough.
Yeah, we could just sit here and go, yay, ConfigMan.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, so we click on properties of our bootwim after changing the name of the driver. And we're going to go to the drivers tab in a moment. As you can see down here, it says busy. It's very busy.
It is,
What's
going on with it?
It's a demanding environment.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah, we've changed it.
So now you have a visual way of seeing the difference between those two drivers, because there is only two. Well, there is a third, but that's the wireless network driver. And we're not adding that to our bootwim because we're not deploying via wireless.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't recommend you even try. So.
Yeah, it would be slow at the very best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just a tip.
Cool.
Okay.
So probably something you want to do really early on in your process of bringing those drivers in, rename them. Mm-hmm. And then I guess if you're going to update the drivers at a later date, they're going to appear with a new name, or are they just going to drop in directly over that name?
Well, depends on if they're the same driver or not. But if it's a new driver, it'll probably be whatever name is specified in the int file.
Right. So you're going to
you could go in the int file and hack it in there, but I prefer to do it in the GUI.
Yeah, it's much nicer. Right? And you're going to probably want to go through that process every time you bring those drivers in. So.
Right.
Cool. Okay, so when we start thinking about which driver do we want to be bringing into our images, do we want the gigabit or the megabit driver to be coming in?
Yeah. Well, very easy. I mean, if you've only got gigabit NICs,
just
you
the
could
gigabit.
Just say, I'm only going to use the gigabit driver. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. But as you can see, it's not really clear from the driver, especially when it's in Config Manager, which is which. But what you can do is you can go to the actual drivers that you've imported. Let's have a look here. We'll go to our drivers for the Surface Pro 3. And we have a bunch of drivers here. So as you can see, and these are the default names from Microsoft. Mm-hmm. How do you know which one of them is which?
Guesswork?
Well, perhaps. But what we can do is we can go into the inf file, which is this one, and scroll down using Notepad. Scroll down to the bottom, and you will see that this one is not the gigabit driver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because as you can see, it says 100 megabits full duplex. If we now open up the gigabit driver, which is the other one, the other Surface Ethernet adapter.
Mm-hmm. Nice and clear.
Yep, very clear. And open up that imp file and scroll to the bottom. Guess what you're going to see? The word giga. It's in here somewhere. Trust me. There it is. Gigabit full duplex. So here we can clearly see, based on the inf file, that this is the gigabit driver.
Mm-hmm. So we can now go back in, rename the folder that it sat in, and start to tag that with some more useful information.
Right.
So moving on, what about WMI queries, being able to target our machines based on WMI?
Yeah. There's a couple of ways you can do this. You can use PowerShell to figure out what the hardware is. You can use a traditional command line. And once you know what the WMI model name is of the device, you can specify it in the Options tab of your Inject Drivers or Apply Driver Package step in Config Manager or MDT, depending on which you're using. But first of all, why would you want to do this? Well, the reason why is every hardware is different. So Surface Pro 2 has a different model name in the BIOS to a Surface Pro 3. And by being able to pull that information out of WMI using a script or whatever, you can correctly target that machine with the correct drivers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, cool. So quick demo of WMI scripts.
All right.
And understanding exactly what's going on there.
So if we first of all just pull up a PowerShell prompt, as you can see there, and I'm doing this on my lab, which is real hardware, so it's not a virtual machine. And let's try get WMI object win32 computer system. Press enter. And what you can see here, and by the great powers of Zoomit,
woohoo,
we have the model name there, latitude E6530.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we need.
Yep.
In the case of the Surface Pro 3, it will tell us Surface Pro 3.
Cool.
And that's how we identify the product using a PowerShell command. All right. We can now do the same thing with a traditional command prompt, but using a slightly different method. So in the command prompt, if I type WMIC and then CS product get name, and let's zoom in again with Zoomit, you can see that the model name is the same.
Yep.
Latitude is E6530.
Mm-hmm.
So using those two different methods, we've queried the BIOS, and we've asked it to provide model information. You could also go into Windows System Information in Windows and get the same information.
Yeah.
So that's three methods.
Cool. And then you'd use that in order to be able to build a query-based collection inside of ConfigMan.
You can do that. You can do it for your apply driver package step, which I will just show you very briefly now. So let's go to this VM here. And let's open up our task sequence that we created earlier today. And we click on Edit. And if we scroll down to the driver step, we have one for injecting drivers using the driver package for Microsoft Surface Pro 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if we click on the Options tab, you will see that I clicked on Add Condition and Query WMI, and it's in there that we have the Select asterisks from Win32 underscore. It's the same thing. This tells it to query WMI, and if it's like Surface Pro 3, and you know, if it's Surface Pro 3, it will be like that. Then that is a true statement, and therefore it will apply those drivers for that model.
Awesome.
And it's the same thing in MDT.
Excellent. Very good. So moving on to using scripts to import our drivers into the various different environments, into Config Manager 2012.
Yep. I just need to revert.
Yep, you're going to have to revert one of the virtual machines so that we can get that back to the right place. So the PowerShell script that Niall's about to share with you is available on his website, Windows Noob. And it's it's going to do the whole thing, isn't it? It's
the whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
Basically, what it will do is, in a nutshell, it will download the Surface Pro 3 drivers.
Mm-hmm.
It will download the update that's included there also. It will download MDT, even if you haven't downloaded it. It will download the ADK if you haven't downloaded it. It will then go ahead and install the ADK.
Mm-hmm.
It will install Windows Deployment Services role. It will install MDT. It will configure MDT. It will create a task sequence. It will create the correct x64-bit bootwim, which has the two network drivers for the Surface Pro 3 installed. It will create an inject driver package for the Surface Pro 3, and it will even insert that select asterisk from query in that apply driver package step. And it will do all of this automatically via one script, and it takes 20 minutes or something.
Cool. So it's a super easy way to get yourself bootstrapped on being able to do a Surface Pro 3 deployment inside of your company. So do you want to dive over and have a look at the script itself?
Okay.
And a quick walkthrough.
Let's do that. So if we just take a look at the script itself, I've opened it up in ISE. Here we can see it's basically checking for the existence of certain paths. You can configure these variables to match your own environment. So I'm pointed to eSource. You could point to wherever you want. Just change the variable itself. So what it does is it searches for these specific drivers, etc. And if the files exist, it doesn't download them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And if they're not there, then it goes ahead and downloads them from the Microsoft site listed here. After it has downloaded all those drivers, it installs Windows Deployment Services and the .NET framework. It installs ADK, the Assessment and Deployment Toolkit, and it only installs the bits that we need. So as you can see, the features listed here are the deployment tools, mm-hmm. Windows pre-installation environment, and also the USMT feature as well. After it's done all that, it installs Microsoft Deployment Toolkit 2013, and then it goes ahead and configures it using scriptlets
mm-hmm.
that I showed in a previous module, how we could build them and just take them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what this does. It uses all of that, and it creates this cool environment for deploying the Surface Pro 3 in MDT. Finally, it does some magic and actually creates Surface Pro 3 specific custom INI and bootstrap.ini settings. So for example, mm-hmm. if we look at this one here, you will see that it searches for model as the priority instead of default. And if we scroll right down to the bottom here of this custom settings.ini, it has specific settings just for the resolution for the Surface Pro 3.
Mm.
So it will inject that in by default, and it will automatically update the deployment share also.
Excellent.
At the end of the script. So why don't we give it a run and see what happens. So off it goes. And as you can see, it is copying some files.
Mm-hmm.
I've already downloaded them to save some time in this demo. So what it will do is copy them instead and extract them out. It should then install the various bits and pieces. And this can take some minutes. So we can return to it later if you wish.
Well, we're actually right at the end of the module.
Okay.
So we
can keep going. I can show you what we can do in terms of importing drivers into Configuration Manager 2012, because there's two options there also.
Let's go and have a look.
So let's have a look at that while that's building an environment. Okay. So here we are in CM12, and if I'm using the correct one, no. Okay, so I need to revert this snapshot. Just bear with me. Two reverts. And this is where you thank yourself for having the SSDs.
Mm-hmm. And also one of the reasons why it's incredibly useful to be using virtual machines. That's work with the environment in a super quick way.
Yep, and it means that you can test and test and test again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I go up to drivers now, there should be nothing there except for the Dell drivers.
Taking it a couple of seconds to go off and discover all the packages that we've got in there.
Yeah, and of course it's installing ADK and so forth on our MDT server.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so nothing found. No items found. Let's go ahead and try running one of our scripts. So there's two scripts I wanted to demonstrate. Actually, I'll just start it like this. The first of which is customized to just import the drivers for the Surface Pro 3 into Configuration Manager. So, I mean, you could do this in a number of ways. You could use a script to import all drivers for all models and all makes. That is available out there on Cortex website, and I have that one here. Or you could use this script here for just importing one specific driver package, which is what we will do. So let's just find that one. Okay, so this one is customized to create the driver package within Configuration Manager and to do it in this order. Operating system, make or manufacturer, and then model. That's just my preference. Mm-hmm. You can go in and edit this script to suit your own needs. You have to change the site code, and you have to obviously change, make, and model, and so forth. So let's go ahead and run this one, see what happens. So it's basically telling us that this is what the driver package name is going to be called, Windows 8.1 x64-Microsoft Surface Pro 3. It will also create that category as well,
right?
So that you can search for those drivers later. In addition, it's going to pull the drivers from that driver source, from that exact driver source, and it's going to import all those drivers and put them into that driver package. So that's exactly what it's doing now. Mm-hmm. It'll take a few minutes for that process to complete, and once it's complete, we will have the driver package listed in Configuration Manager, and I believe at the end of the script I've even added in an update distribution points. Is it there? Yes, it is.
Yep.
So it automatically even distributes the driver package.
Out to all of the DPs that you specified in the script, which may well be all of your DPs in this case.
All right.
Cool.
And then when it's done, it will tell you operations are complete, exiting. So let's just leave that one doing its thing, and we'll jump back to the MDT server, see how that's going. As you can see, this one is importing drivers.
Very happily importing drivers, yep.
And it's giving you a nice visual indication of what's going on. As you can see, it's very busy.
It's one of the nice things about using the IC, actually. It gives you these nice progress bars for anything where it can. And of course, if it can't do that, it'll actually use a display a kind of ASCII character-based progress bar as well. So it always gives you a good indication of status as it's running through the overall process of doing the deployment of whatever your script is doing, in this case, the full MDT deployment.
Yep. So basically, it's creating that environment, and when it's complete, we will have Windows Deployment Services installed. Mm-hmm. We'll have the boot WIM from the LightTouch deployment workbench imported into Windows Deployment Services. We'll have the deployment workbench set up with a task sequence configured. We'll have two selection profiles created. We'll have custom settings.ini. Mm-hmm. We'll have bootstrap.ini edited. We'll have all the drivers imported. We'll have a packet, the MSU file imported also. Our application, if it's there, will be imported. Everything will be set up. All you have to do is take the Surface Pro 3 and do a UEFI network boot, and it will install Windows 8.1 totally automated.
Awesome. Excellent. Yeah. Way to end the module.
Yes.
So that does bring us to the end. We've taken a look.
There was one last thing.
Oh, okay.
One last thing. Sorry. I don't mean to
it's
do that.
It's always good to have one last thing.
One last thing. Let's just jump back to the other one, see did it finish. And it didn't. Okay. Well, the one last thing was what this script does is it just brings in that one driver package, mm-hmm. right? There may be times when you want to bring in more than that, as I said. You might have Surface Pro 2, Surface Pro 3, Surface Pro Original. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have lots of different vendors and models that you want to import the drivers for. In that case, you would want to have a much more resilient and adaptive script. And that script is available on Cortex's website. And if you scroll to the bottom of that script, you will see there's two lines that you need to configure. Mm-hmm. And basically, all you have to do is specify your SCCM server, the FQDN, the site code, and then where it can import the drivers from, and where it's going to write them to, the driver packages. And once you've done all that and pointed to those locations and run that script, it will import everything. Okay? Yeah. So if we now look here, it has completed the driver package creation of the Surface Pro 3 driver package, and there it is.
Yep.
Just like that. And as you can see, it's distributing the content to the DP. And it should have even created our category. So if we go in here, we categorize, manage categories. There it is.
Yep.
Windows 8.1 x64 in the order and the way that we want it. It's all customized exactly the way we mm-hmm. want it. So if you wanted it to appear differently, you just have to edit the script.
Excellent. Cool. Okay. Definitely the end there.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Excellent. So we've taken you through a huge amount inside of this MVA course. We've taking you through the end-to-end process of configuring Configuration Manager on your own in order to be able to do that deployment. And I was also taking you through the process of creating your own MDT server. We've looked at all of the hardware that you will need in order to be able to do Surface Pro 3 deployments. And Niall's also showed you his amazing scripts, frankly, for creating your end-to-end MDT-based deployment of Windows 8.1 update to your Surface Pro 3 devices. So really, really cool stuff. Niall, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Simon.
Can find more information out about the script that you created on Windows Noob, and we'll place some links to that into the MVA course materials so that you can have access to those, along with all of the PowerPoint decks that we've used throughout this course. Please don't forget to complete the various things like the tests on the module in order to be able to get hold of those very valuable MVA points so that you can increase your rankings and just work out with your friends who the best IT pro or developer inside of your organization happens to be. Thanks very much for watching this Surface Pro 3 deployment course.
Thank you.